greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you here? How many are happy? Amen. I was blessed by this song. The God of the day is still the God in the night. Amen. How many agree with the song? He's a great God indeed. Stam Sana, join your husband. Come to the fore. You know, they say it takes two to tango. Amen. Just want to read a scripture for the little one. That is it. You can take your seats. Mark 10. That's Mark 10. This is, there we go. From verse 13.
So, Kalufunda was well over verse 13.
It reads in this manner. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them.
Kona baletha kuye abantwanyana ngoba abaphathe kepha abafundi babakhuza.
But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer little children to come unto me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God.
Kodwa uJesu ekubona wathi kuthela wathi kubo, vumelani abantwana beze kimi ningabanqabeli ngokuba umbuso kaNkulunkulu ungowabanjalo.
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.
Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, yilowo nalowo ongamkeli umbuso kaNkulunkulu njengomntwana kasoze angena nakuwo.
And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them.
Wabagona wababusisa ebeka izandla phezu kwabo.
Amen. And we'll do exactly the same thing.
Sizokwenza khona lokho.
Amen.
Amen.
Mangilina. Oh, gitsatomusana. All right. Yeah, this brother is brave. Just looking at the church. Let's close our eyes. Most gracious Heavenly Father, here's the Mosana child, dear God. I'm laying my hands upon this child and I say, the devil have got no right in the life of this child.
Amen.
This child, as from today, he's coming under the protection of the pillar of fire. Whatever infant diseases that are prowling around in the end time, this child should be an exception, dear God.
Amen.
And Lord, I instill a sense of wisdom in the parents to raise this child in the manner that needs to be raised according to the scriptures, so that when he comes of the age, he should be able to say, I want to serve the God of my parents.
Amen.
As I committed the entire family to you, whatever plans that they have, make them to materialize, dear God, as I commit them to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. All right. We are much thankful. Amen. I don't know, brothers, are we going to use this mic? Brother Philip has got something in his heart that he wanted just to share with us.
Amen.
Is it this one? Just move it from ambience to direct recording. Amen. Hey, Khanet, brother. Oh, let's rest. God bless you richly.
Myself into something now.
Yeah, you can.
But the Lord. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I've got a testimony.
You know, Faraz.
Brother, our pastor has been preaching on this demons and the forces.
umelusi wethu ubeshumayela ngamadimoni futhi ashumayela ngalamandla khona
of the underworld
bezwe langaphansi.
And I just want to bring something.
Ngithanda ukuletha
ukuthile. What happened to me and my wife and my children?
Okwenzeke kimi nonkosikazi wami ningane zami.
I just want to say that happenings in the Bible are there to teach and to give us lessons from it.
Izinto ezenzeka eBhayibhelini zizenzekela ukuthi sisifundise futhi sithole isifundo kukona.
And I believe an item or a testifier is to bring the glory of God. And to testify can also, we can learn from each other, from these experiences. Just a bit of background from my life. You all know Winnie, my wife, more or less. We were all brought up in the message.
Sonke sikhulele emlayezweni.
We were about 12 years old when my father came to the message.
Bengineminyaka nje oh 12 uma ubaba wami engena emlayezweni.
And we went to the same church there in Boksburg.
Saya enkonzweni eyodwa eBoksburg.
With brother Billy.
14 umfowethu uVili.
And her family and our family clicked. We went on holidays two together. And you know, women or young girls, they have a crush on people, and she had a crush on me.
And
of course, me, I never knew that, you know, boys. And she went to the convent school, in Witbank. She did a whole, except for two years, she went to the convent. And in those days, the convent was led by nuns, they were taught by nuns. Their standard was very, very high. And Sister Maria will tell you. That Winnie is, her standards are very high. You can't get past her with anything. If she knows a thing is right, it is right. You can't do a shortcut. You have to do according to the book or the Bible. And just for example, yesterday I put up a gas geyser in my house. And according to the law, you have to have the gas bottle into a cage, locked, and it has to be safe. And yesterday I said I just wanted to test it. So we would shower and use it, and so I said, no, let us leave it like that, and then we can save electricity. And she refused point blank. She says the law says it must be in a cage, and if it's not in the cage, we are not going to use it. So that is her character, not only with natural things, but with Christianity. She's a very strong Christian. I lived in Springs for all of my life, just about. I was born in Springs. I lived there for 24 years. Her father was transferred to Springs for about two years. And we really liked each other. And I used to run. She lived about 15 kilometers away from me. And me being an athlete at school, I used to run 15 kilometers every Friday to go and visit her. And she was in Springs Girls High. and I was in Springs Boys' Hall. The schools were separated in those days. The boys never mixed with the girls.
Springs Boys' High and Springs Girls' High.
And afterwards, I went to the army for two years. I did border camps on the for five camps. It was for 6 months on the border. And by His grace, I can say that me and each other lived a clean life. We got married.
Sashada.
And Sister Maria had much to do with our wedding, and she knew Winnie very much, and she saw her grow up. And we had two children. Taryn is now 32 years old, and David is
29. Amen.
And I used to work night shifts. I worked night shifts, 12-hour night shifts for about 12 years. And David came home one day. Well, David and Taryn came home one day.
David no Taryn bears a gleana malanga
kumina. And they brought a video home. Now, those days there was no DVDs,
there
were just the videos. The video's name was it was called The Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you've heard about that movie. And it was all about two forces looking for a lost ring. One force was on horses. It was all in a dark. It was a dark movie, like very darkness. And these guys were riding horses with long cloaks. And they had these long spears fighting and trying to find this ring. This ring was in a river. But there was large bats. And these bats were coming for these people on the horses, and they would come and go like this next to them with red eyes, making funny noises. And But I told Winnie, I said, listen, we don't watch movies like this. Because we just watch good movies and children movies and stuff like that. We didn't have a TV. But the children said, Daddy, you must watch it. The graphics is so very, very good, and there's no sex and there's no swearing in it. And I just want to tell you, we as parents, and me as the head of the home, that day I let down the bars. And now there's a scripture that says, whatever you do in word or in deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
I decided to go to bed because I was very tired. I'd just come off night shift. I closed the door, put off the light. And I was not sleeping. I did not have a nightmare. I did not have a dream. Those same bats that were in that movie were in that room. And something told Winnie to come to the bedroom. These bats were coming towards me. Like also that same movement coming towards me, hitting me on the bed. It felt as if I was to their bed. I couldn't move. And there was something choking me. There was like an evil spirit choking me. I couldn't talk. I was making like groaning noises. And this was real. I wasn't dreaming. It was a real, real thing. And Winnie came into the room and she found me in the state making these noises and all, you know, this kind of thing that I was going through. And she fell on her knees and said, "Oh Lord Jesus, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." At that very, very moment, I managed to sit up. And I made like a vomiting effect. And a black form, an image came out of my mouth. And it went. I told Winnie, and we climbed down onto our knees, and we prayed, and we prayed, "Lord, forgive us for doing this to the day." I told her to get that movie out of the house. And we ourselves, this is what I want to make a point. We ourselves bring Satan into our houses. By bringing movies, magazines, and all kinds of things that are got an evil thing about them, even the simplest things that we give to our children. But what made me realize afterwards, the directors or the editors of this movie, how did they know that the bats looked like that? Because these bats were real. They were attacking me. And then I realized that they were dealing with the forces of the underworld. I say it is God alive. And then this is what I want to say. I say, is God alive and well? It's like a question. Is God alive? And I can say yes. And I can also say, is Satan alive? And I can say yes. And that was a very great thing in my life. It really hit me. My prayers changed. I used to open my prayer with, "Lord, protect us from all harm, danger, and from the evil one." But that is on the evil side. I want to bring something on the good side. A few years later, after the children had left the house, they were already, my daughter was married, my son had moved out. Me and Winnie were listening to the Voice of God recordings on that MP3s. And Winnie decided to go and bath. But I wanted to finish that sermon. And when it was finished, I let the sermon play on, and it went to the next sermon. She was out of bath and I was just finishing bathing as well. And she called me. And I went to the bedroom and she said, "Look what's in that corner." And I do not lie. The Bible that does say the same pillar of fire that led the children out of Egypt
iBhayibheli lithi leyo nsika yomlilo efana eyahola abantwana bakwa-Israyeli eGibhithe.
It's a symbol of fire that met Paul.
Insika yomlilo efana eyahlangana noPawulu.
It's a symbol of fire that met Brother Brenner.
Insika yomlilo efana eyahlangana noWilliam Brenner.
That pillar of fire was in the bedroom.
Leyo nsika yomlilo isekamelweni.
And there was like a peace. We weren't scared. There was no fear. But it was such a great feeling, and we thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit found it welcome to be in our house. I told many people about it. And they said it is a true thing. They have many people have testified that the pillar of fire has been in their houses.
But iqiniso lelo baningi abantu asebafakazile ukuthi insika yomlilo ike yabavakashela nabo emakhaya.
And I believe we cause the atmosphere in the house.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi yithina esenza lo moya loyo ekhaya. Amen.
We allow the spirit of the underworld, of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit to come into our
homes.
So I just want to thank the Lord. This has been on my heart for a long time since the brother has been preaching on this. That we can take heed, especially us with young children. We may think that our children are misbehaving in some kind of a way. But we must watch out. There might be a kind of a demon on that child. So I just want to thank the brother that is giving me this opportunity to tell this old testimony of mine. And I know that the brother is on the right track and he's leading us. And all
Amen.
I say, may God be the glory.
Bless you. All right. Amen. Did you hear?
It's with the word.
A wealthy DVD brought a demon in the house.
A DVD, yes, it let a demon in the house.
What did the MP3 of the prophet bring in the house?
The MP3 of the prophet in the house.
The choice is yours.
Yeah.
What you listen can invite demons. Or it can invite God. But God is more than willing to come and take residence in our homes. My question would be, as a believer, when was the last time you did a spiritual housekeeping? When was the last time, believers? Check things that shouldn't be in the house that are in the house. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves by things that we collect that we shouldn't collect. Amen. But Christ has defeated. Amen. Are you happy this morning? May God richly bless you, Brother Philip. It's as if you were reading the notes that I've got this morning. Brother Branham says some people, the person can look so beautiful outside. But he says sometimes I look into them. Then I see a spirit in the form of a bat. Hallelujah. These demons are real, friends. But our God is more real than demons. Are you in the house this morning? I don't know. Where is the Wednesday church? Wednesday church, say amen.
Amen.
The Sunday church, they just observe. I say, God is more real than demons. And God has overcome every demon. Are we together? Amen. When you come to church, you need to learn to say amen. If you don't like noise, heaven is going to be very noisy. You know, I laughed. Another brother said, he says, when I get to heaven, I will just be dancing there. And I'll go and dance in the front of Paul's face. And I'll dance all over. And until he says, Paul will come and say, but who are you? From which age do you come from?
I
say, Brother Paul, I overcame Laodicea. I went past Laodicea. That's why all the things that you spoke about, I lived during that time. And I overcame them. And he says, I will just be having a praise there. I don't know about you. When we get to heaven, I've got respect for Paul. But we came during a difficult time. Hallelujah. He said, perilous time shall come. And we are during the perilous time. But I can tell you, if you overcome in this age, the disciples will give you an opportunity to testify to them. Are you here? Hallelujah. Let's just stand up and read the words. God bless you, Brother Philip. Amen. I think I was talking to Brother Muslavi, where he was telling me that he looked at a cartoon. And as I looked at that cartoon, only to find out that there was a homosexual cartoon. In the movie for the children. Are we together, brethren? And these things, they hit their subconscious mind. My question is that as parents, we've got to check things first. Before we expose them to our children. Because the devil is cunning. He has come to steal and destroy. But it needs a vigilant parent. Hallelujah. Let us read the scripture here. I'm going to pick up where I left off on Wednesday. Let's read. Maybe let's start in Revelation 12.
I started in December 12.
From verse 7. Until verse 11.
See your Peter on verse 11.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels.
Kwase kuba khona ukulwa ezulwini. Mikhayeli nezingelosi zakhe balwa no dragon, no dragon walwa enezingelosi zakhe.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven.
Kepha kabaza banqoba nendawo yabo kayibe isafunyanwa ezulwini.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Wayesephonswa phansi udrago omkhulu, inyoka endala ethiwa umhlebi nosathana, odukise izwe lonke. Waphonswa phansi emhlabeni nezingelosi zakhe zaphonswa kanye naye.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Ngase ngizwa izwi elikhulu ezulwini lithi, kalokhu insindiso namandla nobukhosi.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the weight of their testimony, And they loved not their lives unto death.
Nabo uqobo lwabo bamnqoba ngegazi lewundlu nangezwi lobufakazi babo futhi abakuthandanga ukuphila kwabo kwaba kwaze kwaba sikufini.
Amen. Luke 11.
Uka Luke isahluko 11
verse 24 to 26. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out.
Nxa umoya ongcolileyo ephuma kumuntu, uyadabula izindawo ezomileyo efuna ukuphumula engakufumani. Uthi, ngiza kubuyela endlini yami engaphuma kuyo.
And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished.
Uyafika ke ayifumane ishaneliwe ihlotshisiwe.
Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last stage of that man is worse than the first.
Khona abesehambe azithathele abanye omoya abayisikhombisa ababi kunaye. Bangene bahlale lapho ukugcina kwalowo muntu kube kunokuqala.
Amen. As we pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are very much thankful this morning. Here's a portion of the scripture that we have just read. There's an great expectation that you will come, Heavenly Father, and reveal yourself through these scriptures. The greatest thing that we are here for is to get to know you better.
Amen.
And the second thing is to prepare ourselves for that great heavenly flight, dear God. My greatest desire is that none of the people here should miss that great appointment, dear God, because it will be glorious indeed. Our tears shall be wiped off our cheeks, and there shall be no more sorrow to be experienced by us anymore. That is why we are here this morning. There's a greater purpose as we commit every man and woman in the building to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
While you take your seat,
isahlala phansi.
Can do a change over there. Amen. I think let's continue where we left off on Wednesday. We can just say the spirit world part 2.
Singathi izwe lokomoya ingxenye yesibili.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe just to start it, I want to say this.
Ukuthi ngiqale nje ngathanda ukusho lokho.
No sickness comes from God.
Akukho ukugula okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
I will repeat it so that it does sink in.
Ngizokhinda futhi ukuze ukuthi kwehle kujule kinina.
No sickness comes from God.
Akukho ukugula okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
A human body was not made to be a temple for demons.
Umzimba womuntu awenzelwanga ukuthi ube yitempeli lamadimoni.
The human body was made to be a temple of God.
Umzimba womuntu wenzelwe ukuthi ube yitempeli likaNkulunkulu.
A demon must never feel entitled to reside in a body.
Idimoni akufanelanga lizizwe linelungelo lokuthi lungahlala emzimbeni womuntu.
It is the commission of the church.
Kuhumyalo webandla.
To cast out the demons.
Ukuthi baqosha amadimoni ebantwini.
And this morning, if you are sick, I want you to listen to me attentively.
Namhlanje uma ugula ngithanda ukuthi indlebe yakho unginikeze yona.
It doesn't matter how long you've been sick.
Akukhathalekile ukuthi ugula isikhathi saze saba ngakanani.
It doesn't matter what the doctors said about your sickness.
Akukhathalekile ukuthi odokotela bathizeni ngokugula kwakho.
There is a remedy for every sickness.
Ikhambi likhona lazo zonke izifo.
No matter how incurable it has been declared within the medical cycles.
Noma odokotela bashilo ukuthi lesi sifo asilapheki kangakanani.
Amen. That's why I say, listen to me me attentively. On Wednesday, we just to recap for those that were not here and pick up where we left off. We had this diagram on the screen and read quotations in relation to this diagram. And maybe just to get you in the right perspective. The prophet speaks about that in this realm here, let us just read it here so that everybody can follow. Amen. He says in this message, demonology, that is paragraph 26. Here is the channel right here. I don't tell this before people. I got a lot of secrecy in my own life. Of course, between God and myself. But look here. There is a channel like this. That's where mortals live here. So the channel, I've drawn it as a red line there. Which is the mortal's place, where you and I reside. And we are affected by light, time and matter. But that is not the end of it. So he says there is a channel like this. That's where mortals live in here. It's in a conglomeration of blackness and sin. Do you agree that where we live now, there is too much the conglomeration of blackness? The demonic powers reign here. And especially in the end time, it seems like everything has gone into an overdrive. That's why the Bible says, watch and pray. If you don't watch and pray, you will be swallowed up. But if you watch and pray, you will come out of this place as overcomers. Amen. So every once in a while, in this realm here, maybe I should have just put it as black. Amen. Because it's just blackness here. And the prophet said, but every once in a while, you see little spots. White spots or light spots. He says, that's Christians in this conglomeration of this dimension of mortals. Amen. So wherever you are, you are a little light that is brightening the corner where you are. This is the place. Now he continues, he says, well, going this way downwards, the next dimension is the souls of the unjust, who died not knowing God. Amen. Let me say this to you. And I want it to sink in. You've got to be ready to go anytime.
kwamele ube umuntu olungele ukuthi ungahamba noma kunini.
Your life by all times it must make you to be a candidate for the rapture or for the resurrection.
Impilo yakho kwamele ikwenze umuntu okhethelwe ukuthi ungathathwa ngohlwitho okanye ungavuswa kwabafileyo.
Do we have believers this morning?
Sinawo amakholwa namhlanje kuseni.
Hallelujah. Thought we would participate together if you agree.
Bengicabanga ukuthi sizawuhlanganyela uma sivumelana.
You've got to be ready at all times.
Kwamele ube umuntu olungele ukuhamba noma kusiphi isikhathi.
Because at any moment you may be dismembered from your own body.
Ngokuthi noma ngumuphi umzimba ungakhishwa emzimbeni wakho.
Or you can be disembodied.
Okanye ungakhishwa kulomzimba wakho.
However way you get disembodied.
Noma yipi indlela oyokhishwa ngayo emzimbeni wakho.
Depending on the life that you live.
Maqondana nempilo oyiphilayo.
It will determine the destination where you are going.
Izosho ukuthi uyapi.
This morning I want to say to your friends.
Namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi kinina bangani.
Heaven is real.
Izulu into ekhona.
And there are people that are going to heaven.
Kunabantu abaya ezulwini.
Hell is real.
There
are people that are going there.
But
where either place where if you go,
noma yipi indawo oyoya kuyona,
it depends on your choice.
Kuncike esinqumweni sakho.
This morning on the seat where you are sitting.
Namhlanje kuseni kulesi stulo ohleli kusona.
Whatever decision that you may make can determine your eternal destination.
Noma yisiphi isinqumo ozosenza singasho ukuthi uyapi.
So when we're downward here,
uma sehlele zansi,
it's souls that are in prison.
Imiphefumulo esetilongweni.
We know in the state that they are in.
Siyasazi isimo abakusona.
They call it they are in a sleep paralysis mode.
Bathi bakuleyo ndawo ungathi balele ngathi baqulekile.
Amen. Their time is up here.
Isikhathi sabo sesiphelile kule
ndawo. They cannot go to heaven.
Kodwa bakwazi kuya ezulwini.
They are falling into a bottomless pit.
Baya wabawela emgodini ongana
waiting for the judgment.
Amen.
We are together. And when you are here,
uma ulapha,
you do not lose the consciousness.
You
don't lose the essence of who you are.
Awulahlekelwa ubuwena.
It is still who you are.
Usese ubuwena.
Hallelujah. And you remember things that took place.
Uyayikhumbula izinto ezenzeka.
You remember spiritual opportunities that you had and turned down.
Ukhumbula mathuba wesimoya owaba nawo kodwa waflathela.
And it's a terrible place to be in.
Indawo embi kakhulu ongayithola kuyona.
To be in that state where you fall into the bottomless pit.
Kulesa simo lapho owakhona emgodini ongana sisekelo.
I can preach about this and scare you.
Ningashumayela ngakho lokhu ngokuthusa.
But I can realize that scaring you will never keep you in God's kingdom.
Kodwa ukukuthusa kwami ngeke kwagcina embusweni
kaNkulunkulu. You don't go to heaven because you are afraid of hell.
Awuye ezulwini ngokuthi usaba izihlobo.
You go to heaven because you belong to heaven.
Uya ezulwini ngokuthi kufanele uye ezulwini.
Because Jesus says I come from God I go back to God.
UJesu uthi ngiqhamuka kuNkulunkulu futhi ngibuyela kuNkulunkulu.
The way it is here. To reaffirm the destination of the people or where they are going. I hope you are together. Now he says in this very same message, he says the second is demons and the third is hell. That's where the devil resides. This is the unjust soul. That is the demons. That is hell. Brother Branham calls it the Trinity of the Devil. And
it
says, there is a Trinity up there. One of them was caught up into the third heaven. The first is the Holy Ghost. The second second are angels. The third is heaven itself. Now, these mortals here, it's influence from there or from here. This morning, you are not neutral. Either you are influenced from there or you are influenced from here. But blessed are those that are influenced from there and those that are influenced from here. As the minister of the gospel, I can say, repent. So that you can be influenced by this realm. Now this morning I will interact between the two. There is a dimension here which I call it the fourth dimension. And I drew it in this manner, as I said on Wednesday. I made sure that it overlaps between these three, the two dimensions, the two realms. Because when demons come to us here, they use the fourth dimension. Brother Branham said, do you know that cancer is a fourth dimension disease? This is the dimension of science. When the angels come to us, they use the same dimension. I hope we are together here. But whether you get visits from here, it depends on how you live here. If your life is holy here, you will be visited by angels. You will be influenced by heaven. You will be led by the Holy Spirit. But if your life here is unholy, I hope we are together here. That means you are being influenced from here. And if you die, this is your destination. I hope we are together. I just need to recap for those that were not here. He continues in the same message, demonology. He says, notice, here you are. I don't want you to keep you longer. I think the prophet is telling me a tip not to keep you longer. I will observe. Here is a stream right through. Now it says, in this little channel here, dwelt mortal beings. Hallelujah. He says, these people in this channel are influenced from two different sides. Hallelujah. Now, on this side, there is a trinity. When a man dies, he goes into a place waiting judgment. Souls that are in prison. Jesus went and preached to them souls that were in prison. And he confirms that the next is demons. The next is the devil and hell. But if you go up is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As you go up. Now up there, these Christians are influenced from above. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost influences this church in this realm of mortal. And the devil by these spirits, by these demons, influence the people here. Every mortal is influenced by both of these worlds, one of these worlds. And I said, blessed are those that are influenced by this world.
ngithi mina babusisiwe labo abathonywa kusukela kulelizwe langaphezulu.
Now I want to come here on these demons.
Ngifuna ukuza kulelizinga lamademoni.
The first thing the prophet speaks in this message, demonology.
Umprofeti into yokuqala kayishoyo kulomlayezo demonology.
He says the first thing what a demon is.
Uthi into yokuqala idemoni liyini?
You hear so many people talking about a demon.
Uthi nizwa abantu bakhuluma ngamademoni.
A demon all comes from one word.
Amademoni wonke aqhamuka egameni elilodwa.
In English it means it's called a tormentor.
NgesiNgisi lithi umhlukumezi.
A fellow that torments is the devil.
Umuntu ohlukumezayo uSathane.
When the demon comes and occupies your body.
Uma idemoni liza lingena emzimbeni
wakho. Or occupies your soul or spirit.
Owanye liza lihlala emphefumulweni wakho.
The main intention is to torment you.
Inhloso ukuhlukumeza.
And I want to tell you this.
Ngifuna ukutshela lokhu.
I read where the prophet was speaking in the prayer line.
Ngifundile lapho umprofeti bekhuluma emgqeni omkhuleko.
He speaks to a certain man.
Ukhuluma nendoda ethile.
And he comes, he prays for him.
Uyeza mfika
emkhuleko. He said, I rebuke this demon.
Uthi ngiya
He says, this demon almost caused my brother to throw himself into the road to be ran over by a car. The people that commit suicide, they get possessed by a demon before they commit suicide. When a demon is in your body, it wants to minister to your thoughts. I was reading somewhere where the prophet was saying to the other person and say this demon of depression has convinced my brother that he has crossed the line of mercy. This is a terrible thing. The demon tells the brother, you have messed up all your chances. There is no more grace for you. And those demons are there, are still real in 2016. If you are sitting here and the demon tells you that you have messed up, you, there is no hope for you. I've got a different message. There is still an opportunity. Don't believe that demon. Reject the message of that demon. And see God while there's still an opportunity. Amen. So he says it's a fellow that torments you. And demons are tormentors that torment us. And some of this demon comes into the souls of men. And when it is in your soul, then a demon begins to torment the soul. So the devil is a tormentor. As we read in Revelation 12, that there was a war that broke out between Michael and the dragon, which is the serpent, and that old devil. And the devil with his tail. The devil doesn't have a long tail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is a spirit. Actually, it is that tail, a T-A-L-E. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That with that tail, which is a lie, he took the two-thirds of heaven of angels that never kept their first estate. Came down with them, and those fallen angels are now demons that are looking for the bodies to habitate so that they can advance their agenda. So that's why we call them these demons. So they are in this realm. But here's beautiful.
Now,
beautiful. God, they normally say there is a home advantage when two soccer teams play. One should have a home ground advantage. But when Jesus died and went down and preached to the souls that are in prison, he went all the way down. And the devil did not have a home ground advantage. He overcame him in his region and went all the way down and overcame everything. We serve a God that descended and that ascended and made us to be more than conquerors. That's why I say this morning, I don't know what you are suffering from. Maybe you can say it's a high blood pressure,
asthma,
diabetes. Those are modern names for demons. This morning there is a remedy for every demon. When he went down here, he confronted every demon and overcame every demon and came back on the surface and told us that I've made you more than conqueror. This morning I've got no respect for the devil. The devil has got no role to play. Whenever we come into situations where there are demons, presence of a believer repels a demon. A believer who is consecrated to Christ. The prophet says, such a believer is a thunder that shakes the devil. This morning you are a thunder. Wherever you go, the devil shakes in his
boot.
But I picked up one thing. The army of God is compromised. Not because of the commander in chief, but because the troops, they did not follow the military orders. And as a result, their confidence is shaken. If you don't live right, the demon will suppress you. You've got no advantage over a demon. This morning, the only thing that can get the devil in his place is a life that is consecrated to Christ. If you want to get somewhere with God and where you want the devil to be afraid of you, make sure that your life is on the dot according to the word all time. Are you here this morning, believer? The devil is afraid of a believer who takes his position. A believer that takes his position is dangerous to the economy of the devil. When I say you take your position, I'm not just referring to attend to church. Demons do come to church. The demons, they would want to participate and be religious. And actually, the most dangerous demon is a religious demon. That one is dangerous. Even man has got a spirit of adultery. It is easy to help such a man. To help such a man. Because when the word is preached, his heart gets pricked. And realizes that I'm not in line with the
weight.
And such a man goes and repents. But a religious demon can get into an adulterer. And an adulterer goes to the church. And listen to the weight. And feel blessed. when there is sin in the life, and singing a song and it blesses them, and the most dangerous demon in the end time is a religious demon. Because why? It makes people to feel acceptable even though they are not right. It numbs your sense of condemnation. But I say, we've got a remedy. The word is a remedy this morning. And if you yield yourself to the word, the word and the demons can never coexist. When you accept the word, the demon must vacate your body. When you accept the word, the demon must vacate your house. When you accept the word, the demons must come in subjection. When you accept the word, you become powerful. When you accept the word, the devil recognizes you. Accepting the word is higher than going to a church. The devil is a religious being. He knows better songs. But I can tell you, the fullness of the word in a believer, it makes the devil to run away without being chased away. That's why this morning we don't want to bring wishy-washy sermons, but we want to bring the word, because when the word is brought forth, it shakes the foundation of the kingdom of darkness. The demons have got to run away. Do you believe that this morning? If you've got a demon of depression, the word will defeat the enemy anywhere, anytime, under any condition. So this morning, accept the word of God. There is still a hope. And the hope is the word of God. Are you with me here? So he overcame them. Stay with me here. In the message, Revelation chapter 4.
In Revelation chapter 4.
Paragraph 120. Oh, how we need in Jeffersonville, and this morning I can say, how we need in Malatlin thousands of lived voices.
Uthi, oh, sidinga kangakanani eJeffersonville, ngingakusho mina ngithi, oh, sidinga kangakanani emalahleni amaphimbo ayinkulungwane.
The thunder of God thundering out in sweetness and holiness.
Umdumo kaNkulunkulu uduma ngobumnandi futhi nangokumemeza.
Purity.
Uhlanzeka.
Undefiled lives.
Impilo engangcoliswanga.
Walking around the earth today.
Ihamba hamba emhlabeni namhlanje.
Without a blemish.
Kungena sici.
Yes, a real Christian.
Yebo mnumzane, ngikhuluma ngamatrust
wangempela. Thunder against the enemy.
Umdumo omelene nesitha lo.
The devil doesn't care how loud you can holler.
USathane akanandaba ukuthi ungamemeza kangakanani.
The devil doesn't care how much you can jump.
USathane akanandaba ukuthi ungagxuma kangakanani.
The devil doesn't care how much you can shout.
USathane akanandaba ukuthi ungaqabalaza.
But what hurts the devil?
Kodwa okumlimazayo uSathane.
Is to see a sanctified holy life. Consecrated to God.
And
say anything to him.
Call
him anything.
Umbize noma
ngani. Just as sweet as he can be and move right along.
Abe mnene ngale ndlela ngaba mnene ngaye
aqhubeka hawo. Oh my, that throws him away.
Uthi oh my, lokhu
uyamxosha. That's the thunder that shakes the devil.
Umdumo onyakazisa
uSathane. What shakes the devil is not someone's friends.
Okunyakazisa uSathane akusiyintshumayelo
bangani. What shakes the devil is not carrying the Bible and going to church on Sunday.
Okunyakazisa uSathane akusuphathi iBhayibheli uye
kodzweni ngesonto. It is good, it has its place. What sings the devil? It's not a good song. What
sings
the devil? It's not just shouting. But a consecrated life. A believer who's dedicated to the Almighty God. A believer who's driven by the Holy Ghost. is a danger to the devil.
Indoda enjalo ingozi kuSatan.
Do you have such people this morning?
Ngabe nginabo abantu abanjalo
namhlanje. Do you have such people this morning?
Ngabe nginabo abantu abanjalo namhlanje.
They have set themselves aside.
Abayibekele eceleni.
They have dedicated themselves to the service of God.
Abayinikela enkonzweni kaKhristu.
They have taken God at His way.
Abamthathile uNkulunkulu ngokuya ngokwesihlalo.
During easy times and during difficult times. Such people are a danger to the devil.
Abantu abanjalo bayingozi.
I want to say I'm one of them. I don't want to be an ordinary believer. When I can come to church and jump up and down, but Monday the devil has got hold of me. No, I'm in this battle. And I want to be a victor. On Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, I want to be an eternal victor.
Are you here, believers?
The devil can never walk on us. In the end time, we are the people that have accepted a vindicated ministry. We are the legitimate people that can bring the devil down. Do you believe that this message has got power? And if the message has got power, let go of the world. And embrace the way. You will see.
Amen.
You will see. The devil will come right under your feet. The church of God must rise up like an army that is not afraid of the devil. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday in Galilee, today in Malate, forevermore. He is an overcomer. Are you here this morning?
Amen.
Now these demons in waters of separation. Paragraph 8. He says, many times you see them in different forms. The brother, what he mentioned, is in line with the quotations. He says, here recently, I saw one coming from a woman that looked like a bat with great big hairs hanging under its legs. And its wings come right out. There are evil spirits. Many times, it's someone looking ever so beautiful on the outside. As the brothers are here, sometimes it's a young lady looking so beautiful from outside. Hallelujah. Looking elegant. Classy outside. Fine looking young woman. But inside dominated by a wrong spirit. Yes, brothers and sisters as well. A handsome looking young boy with some curly hair, with broad shoulders, but you don't know what is driving him. Actually, if the demons were visible to the natural eye, you will run away from some people. Hallelujah. Because some people are dominated by hideous creatures. And I'll stay here for a while. Before you accept a marital proposal, have you warned your spiritual discernment to check what is in that person? Never marry a body, marry what resides in the body. A body could be looking very well. Nice suits. beautiful car,
imoto enhle,
but inside a gorilla.
Kodwa ngaphakathi igorilla.
But if you've got spiritual discernment,
kodwa uma unokuhlola ngokwesimo,
you look beyond what they call handsomeness.
Ubuka ngale kwaloko esibizwa
and realize that there's a demon residing here.
Ubona ukuthi kuhlala idemoni lapho.
Demons habitate human beings.
Amademoni ahlala ebantwini.
And the angels have come to habitate as well.
Futhi nabantu bazile ukuzohlala nabo.
That battle that started there. Has now come down here. It has become a human battle. You know what gives me the confidence? I was reading in the message. Brother Branham said there was a little bit group that refused the devil's lie there. And here they will refuse that lie again.
You
see, the majority will go with the devil. But that little predestinated group will remain with the word of the hour. And I say, oh God, let me be one of them. Let me be one of the people that will remain with the way. The chief danger in our time, I'm just quoting a man that I just loved his quotation. They call me is a one of the Christians in the yester centuries.
He
said the chief danger that confronts the coming century, which is our century.
Uthi ingozi enkulu ezohlangabeza kule century elandelayo kule century yethu.
Will be religion without the Holy Ghost.
Ngoba yinkolo enganamoyo
engcwele. Are you witnessing that in the end time? Too much religion but without the Holy Ghost.
Inkolo eningi kodwa ungekho.
What does it mean, my brother? People go to church, but there is no genuine repentance. Sing like angels on Sunday. Live like devils throughout the week. No, that is not an old-time religion.
No,
the old-time religion, when it gets hold of you, it has to change you. It has to make you to let go of you. If the gospel doesn't let you go of things, that's not the real one. And actually, I can take it further. A real gospel will offend you. It will shake you, it will make you emotional. It will make you leave church angry. Because while there is a demon there, this gospel comes against that demon. It's not you angry, but it's the demon angry. When the gospel makes a demon angry, you are on the right path.
Oh my, if I let the demon come through,
I will have a problem. When a demon comes to church and feel blessed.
Oh my, demon is a God.
When believers say hallelujah, it says hallelujah.
Oh my, but hallelujah,
no, that's not the old time religion.
I see, if I let
the sin cleaning. Gospel. It makes you to let go of everything and apply the token. What is the token? The life of Christ in a believer. Are you here, believers? This is not an ordinary church. It's a great army of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. The chief danger that is coming, that confronts the coming
century,
will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ. Yes,
there's
Christianity that is without Christ. Money is at the center of it. Hallelujah. Forgiveness without repentance. If you have not repented, you cannot be forgiven. Hallelujah. Salvation without regeneration. Politics without God. Heaven without hell. Some churches cannot preach about hell anymore. Hallelujah. What do they preach about? Plant the seed. And you will reap.
They're referring to what they put on the Sunday collection. I saw a prosperity gospel pastor. Came into the funeral to bury the dead. And when he was there, he just couldn't know what scripture to read. Because at a funeral, how can you tell a corpse to be richer?
He's
dead. These people are witnessing a dead person. What is needed? A gospel that brings the resurrection. And what type of gospel is that? Repent.
Penduka.
Amen. And what do you need to know? Some demons are ministers. They've opened churches. Half sangoma at night. Half pastor in the day.
Ingxenye witch doctor ebusuku ekuseni uyingxenye kabelusi.
And when you are not predestinated, you fall for that.
Uma ungamiselwanga ngaphambili uyathatheka ke wena.
But not a genuine seed.
Hayi mbewu
ewingxenye. Have you realized that a church of God is always suspicious? That's how we are. When something happens, we want to check. What does the way say about it? Because we have seen too much of gimmicks. Amen. And friends, some demons. You'll develop a personal disdain for them. Amen. The prophet speaks about the demon that he really hated. He said, frankly, one day, my wife laid in a casket. Tuberculosis. That's the reason I hate that demon. He hates me. There is a demon that you hate and it hates you. He's the one who tore my family up years ago and took from me the dearest that lived. That's the reason today, when I have power over him, I would love to see him driven away. And if we can go around the room, we are affected in different forms by demons. There are demons of alcoholism that have claimed certain people from your family. There is demon of lust that destroyed marriages. All those demons are there. But this morning, as I said, we've got a remedy. Every demon can be put in its place. In the message, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I just want to say, there is so many people passing through here that suffering with mental oppression. Demon manifestation, which is oppression or depression. I've seen a vision break before me of a young lady. She went back there and sat down a few minutes ago. And she thinks she has crossed the separating line. Don't let Satan tell you that. As long as you love God, God still loves you. It has to be a creator to create that creation in your heart to make you love God. Don't believe that. Go believing with all your heart that Christ loves you. This demon is ravaging young people today. It makes them to feel worthless. It brings a condemnation to themselves. That's why we've got such a high rate of suicide among young people. They feel like no one understands me. But let me tell you, God understands you. And that's what matters. Let's follow this one here in the Message Demonology, paragraph
44.
Each one of your cells in the body, let's take it down. You come cell after cell. Maybe if I continue this one, there's something that consoled me. I was reading where in a medical journal where they say, do you know that every day your
system
kills one cell a day that has got the potential to be cancerous. Hallelujah. Your system rejects it. I say, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. So let's take it down now. You come cell after cell. Cell after cell. Lay apart here on the platform. After each cell in your body, you'll come down to one little tiny gem where you began. It can't be seen with the natural eye. You've got to look under the scope, the scope glasses. I've seen the gem of life under microscope. It looks like a little bitty thread. The first thing starts is right in the spine. It's like a little node. That's the first little cell accumulates on top of a cell. As it builds your body. If I had to take that little cell that every one of you come from, what is a gem? A gem is a little teeny, the smallest of the cell. What's after that? I've taken you down from every piece of you down to this one little cell. I just got your cell laid out. The next thing is blood cells and flesh cells, when whatever they are, laying them all out there. Hallelujah. I'm going to take that little cell apart. The life that makes the first cell, which was a gem, then everything after its nature, dog after dog, bed after bed, man after man, developing cells, cell on cell, cell on cell, comes to where you are, human being, developed of cells. That was ordained of God to be so. Now what about cancer? Let's talk a little bit. God gives you your life and say you are here today. There is nothing on my hand, but there might be cancer on my hand sometime. How would that cancer get there? Let's see what that cancer is. Let's take him apart. He is a bunch of cells too. Tumor, cataract, any of those things are cells. They don't have no form. Some of them spreads out. Some look like a spider. Some look like a red cancer. Just like usually which comes from the breast of a woman. That one is like pancakes laying on one another. They just grow anywhere. Some tumors are lopsided this way. They've got no form. Because they are after a spirit which has no form. It's a developing of cells. It's a bunch of cells. In you right now is a tumor or cancer developing cells. Growing and growing and growing. Sucking your life from you. It's living on the bloodstream. Cataracts take the mucus of the eye.
Amen.
cataracts takes the mucus of the eye. Grows over it. Now he keeps on explaining them. Some of them take a body form. Some never does. Some never goes into cell. Some become spirit that torments the soul. Now, friends, I'm telling you this. I've dealt with demons for years. If you only knew the thing, after the service is over at night, you don't know. Remember, when you come against a spirit, you better know what you are speaking about. When actually a demon has to obey you, he will recognize you. It's not how loud you holler. It's not how much oil you put on. It's whether it recognizes you or not. So the demons, they know us. You remember those boys that confronted a young girl that had an epileptic demon? Brother Brandon said, epileptic demon is a stubborn demon.
Another demon
that is stubborn is a demon of smoking. Hallelujah. He said, I have seen that one. How many are witnesses in the building that struggle to give up smoking? That demon is stubborn. An epileptic demon is stubborn. Now, this was the one that took cast out this demon. And they came and said, in the name of Jesus, the demon spoke. Because a demon has a voice. A demon has got consciousness. A demon has intellect. Spoke to them. And say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? Because what? A demon must recognize you. This one, you love it. When Daniel was worshipping, there was a demon called the Prince of Persia. Now Gabriel was coming with an answer to the prayer of Daniel. The Prince of Persia put up a spiritual roadblock. Say, you are not going anywhere,
Gabriel.
You are remaining here. And he said, that demon withstood me 21 days. Until Michael came. And when Michael came, which is Christ, a demon had to give way. So I want to say, this demon, they still recognize us. Because why? We were there in eternity. And when we came here, when you meet a demon, it recognizes that this is the Son of God. This is the daughter of God. But how do you reaffirm your position? Live a right life.
Then
the demon will recognize you. And when the demon recognizes you, then you've got authority. And when you've got authority, then you can cast it out. But if it doesn't recognize you, it will tear you apart. But this morning, there is an army rising that Lucifer recognizes. That demons recognize
you.
That is a great army of God. And the chief commander thereof is Michael himself. Mr. Michael overcame him there. He will overcome him here. We overcame him there. We will overcome him here. A demon is nothing before a child of God. Brother Branham says, even the weakest of Christians. Are you weak this morning? Even the weakest of Christians, when he goes down on their knees, the demons tremble. When a believer goes down on their knees, demons will flee away. This morning, you've got power. Prayer is more dangerous than atomic bomb. Today I'm addressing the superpower. The superpower is not America. It's not Russia. It's the church of the living God. When they breathe that holy name in prayer, even the greatest demon fall down. This morning, you're not an ordinary person. You're an ambassador of heaven.
backing you up. Exercise your authority. Today, believers, they have authority, but they don't exercise it. They are very meekish. Let us change the way we see things. Let the church rise up and know what it was ordained to do. If there is a sick person in the building, we've got authority this morning. Where you are sitting there, open your heart and receive the word of God. By his stripes we were healed. If you accept it, a demon will leave your body.
And
unbelief is a demon as well.
Yes,
amen.
And that is a favorite demon because it attracts other demons.
What
is unbelief? Is it proven? Does it talk to me? No, I've been to a doctor. The doctor said it cannot be done. And you begin to disbelieve the word. When you disbelieve the word, you are strengthening a demon. Have you ever seen when you drive on the road and there is a car that comes and it is barking? A car that is biking at you, a car that is moving. So long as the car moves, the noise of the dog reduces. But if you stop, then that's more, it becomes audible. When a believer ignores a demon,
a demon
loses power. But you know why the demon loves? Demon loves attention. And wants to be given better name. I'm no longer just having this, it's chronic. Hallelujah. It's a chronic demon. Those are modern names to make you to sensitize you or to desensitize you to the cruelty of demons.
Now my demon akhona namhlanje akwenza ukuthi unganaki ukuthi kahle kahle idimoni leli.
This morning a chronic disease is still a demon.
Namhlanje ekuseni isifo singalapheki kusese idimoni.
Yes, the doctor must do what he can do.
Yebo udokotela usebenza
ngakwenza. But God must do what he can do.
Unkulunkulu enza ngakwenza.
Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. Are you still with me? Now, in this message, demonology, I'm continuing in paragraph
61.
Or maybe just before we go there, I'm looking in this message, the waters of separation, paragraph
7.
Many times in dealing with spiritual things, you see them when they move out. Someone was just asking me not long ago. I was in Canada. A boy came in. They had him in a straight jacket. They came in the back of the room. He was kissing and carrying on. I've never had such in my life. The father was trying to hold him. When he got on the inside, the boy looked over to me and said, William Branham, you ain't got nothing to do with me. Oh, the father looked up and said, he doesn't even know his name. How does he know your name? It was not the boy, it was a demon in the boy. Hallelujah. I was standing of a great distance from him. Oh, how he was kissing and carrying on. He said, you ain't got nothing to do with me. I asked the audience if they would just be reverent. The ushers came to take him out. Then I saw the Holy Spirit move out, the angel of the Lord. I said, now bring him here just a minute. And when they went to bring him, him, he was kicking and frothing and biting. And then when the vision came and told just what it was, a sin that had been committed by his father that caused the child to be in that condition, the father fell down and repented. And when the father repented, when that evil spirit went from that boy, thousand times thousands of people in stampede grounds looked like a great big spider in a black shadow floating around. It went out on that place, out through the building. Many times you see them in different forms. Here recently I've seen one coming from a woman.
I think this one
I've read it. The father brings the boy to the prophet in a condition where he was frothing and biting and kissing. And when the vision broke out, then it realized that there is something that the father did that created the condition that the boy was in. And I sat on Wednesday, brethren, an unconfessed sin is an aerial for demons. They may not torment you, but they will torment even your children. And we don't say whenever a demon torments you, you've done something wrong. But you've got to check your first. And after you have searched yourself, when you realize that there is nothing that you have done, maybe it is just a trial that God is giving you. But if there is something that you have done, it doesn't matter how much oil we anoint you. It doesn't matter how much we pray for you. As long as that thing is not right, that demon is not going to leave. Are you here this morning? That's why whenever a person comes and say to me, Brother Madiba, this and that, this is what is happening, can you pray for me? The first thing that I always check, my brother, my sister, are you a believer? Do you know that there is a true repentance? You need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will break all these curses. And after you have done that, then the Holy Ghost will come and indwell you, and a demon will leave you. But a lot of times, mistakes that we make as ministers, we bring a person here, we pray for them, we anoint them with oil. We must check first what is happening in the life of that person. And if something is not right, it has to be fixed. And after it is fixed, the Holy Ghost must come and indwell that person. Because if you cast a demon, it will leave, but it will hover around. Keep on checking whether is there anything there. Checking there if there is anything there. If there is nothing there, it goes to invite the other six. And they come and take residence in that person. That person becomes worse than ever before. This morning I've got a question for you. Are you a vacant land or are you an occupied land? And if you are a vacant land, you will be a playing ground for demons. But if God resides in you, there is no demon that will bother you. Are you here this morning? I hope you are here.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus met Mary Magdalene,
there
were seven demons in her. Pride was there. Boastfulness was there. Uncleanness was there. Vulgarity was there. Strife was there. All things were there. A demon, when is this there? It robs you of your inner peace. It torments you. It degrades you. It does things that are inhuman to you. You know what it wants you to do? It wants you to give up under its spell. And if you are not stronger, you become suicidal. But this morning I want to say, what can separate us from the love of God? Could it be demons? Could it be strife? Absolutely nothing. And when you allow Christ to come into you, he makes you more than conquerors. You know, the prophet says, I don't know how the prophet saw it. He says Jesus died here. But when he reached this place, Brother Branham even gives it a time around in another message. He says it was around 2 o'clock in the morning when he reached this place. And he says when he got here, he went all the way down. Because here he had given the keys to Peter. But the other keys were with the David. The keys of death, grave, and hell. Now he descended in that body and went all the way down there. And Brother Branham, when he dramatizes it, he said he got there, he said, David. And David looked at him and said, I've got everyone under my control. And Jesus said, I'm the virgin born. You've got no power over me. Then he took those keys and he kicked the devil and said, from that day the devil is crippled. And after he kicked him, I can see he's crippled there. Today he's down because the believers have given him a kick. Because you've got an opportunity to overcome him as well. Now he went all the way up and came to that surface and said, I've made you more than conquerors. So listen to me, my sister. If your child behaves in the manner that you deem that they are under a demon possession, the answer is not with TB Joshua. The answer is you, with you in your house. If you are dedicated to God and you kneel down and mention your child in prayer, God is obligated to respond to that prayer. And I think sometimes we don't go to God enough. If your boy is on drugs, you've got the power to kneel down and claim your family. And every man in the building this morning must claim their family. Because why? In our families we are priests. We make intercessions for our families. Brother Philip mentioned something. He said, as a leader, on that day I let down the power. And a demon came into the house. But when I realized that the demon was in, I began to pray. And the demon left. And we started playing the tapes of the prophet. And the pillar of fire came in the building. That's what a responsible father will do. And here's my question to the fathers. Do you still have time to play the tape of the prophet in your house? I think sometimes the reason our houses have become havens of demons, Christians have left the principles of faith. Things that we used to do, we don't do them anymore. When was the last time as a father you called your family together and led them in prayer, where the children can know we live under an atmosphere of prayer? Are you here?
Nikona.
Do you still have family altars?
Nisazena ama altar esemndenini na?
Or have they been taken by generation?
Okanye sokungene ugeneration esikhundleni sawo.
The question.
Umbuzo.
Those things they release demons.
Lezo zinto lezo zidedela amademoni.
How do you do it?
Ukwenza kanjani lo?
Close the tap.
Uvala umnyango.
You need to cut the oxygen of a demon.
Kosele uvale umoya ophefumula amademoni.
Look at things that attract them.
Ubheke izinto eziwahehayo.
And clean them out.
You'll
feel an inner peace.
Uso too long apart.
And the angels will come.
Nengelosis is also not.
A brother gave a testimony.
Umfowethu usho ubufakazi.
He said, I was coming from work.
Wathi bengiphuma emsebenzini.
And I was tired.
Ngikhathele.
And I was discouraged.
Futhi ngikhathazekile.
Things it was horrible.
Kwakubi.
And it says when I got home.
Uthi uma ngifika ekhaya.
Then I parked the car.
Uthi ngaphaka imoto.
And when I walked into the house.
Uthi uma ngene ekhaya.
There was just a peace.
Uthi kwaba nokuthula.
That I couldn't explain.
Bengakwazi ukuchaza.
That engulfed me.
Okwavela kwangihaqa.
And it says at that moment. I remembered where I come from, the workplace. There are demons. But this place is dedicated for God. And when I walked in, I was refreshed. Is your house like that this
morning?
Where things have tormented you. But when you walk, there is an angelic atmosphere. When a demon is in the house, you just argue for no reason. You fight over small things. You become impatient. It's a demon that wants to break that family apart. How do you take it out? Restore the family altar. Pray together. Read the scripture. Listen to the tips of the prophet. Demons will never come. And wherever you go, your children will always be happy. Will always be healed. And we thank God. Restore family altars as we stand up. There is an army rising. How many believe are more than conquerors?
Amen.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break.
Only believe.
Only believe.
And the city in the call of pain, I call of pain.
Just worship him.
Only believe.
If you've got a need in your heart,
can just indicate by raising your hand. Or maybe if you need, we can come to the fore, we'll pray for you. Because we are in a war zone, friends. Sometimes your faith is weaker, ours is stronger.
Amen.
Amen. As we hum it. Most gracious Heavenly Father, here is my brother, dear God. He has just indicated to me what type of battle is fighting in his life. And I'm committing my brother to you. I say, David, you stand no chance. I'm laying my hands upon my brother. I say, David, from this day henceforth, you should not have a role to play in any way. Grant my brother's heart's desire. Go and make him to be a conqueror of the situation that he has mentioned. It is known by you, dear God, as much as it is known by him, as I commit him to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, here is my sister, dear God. She just mentioned some of the things that we have been talking about here. But through this prayer, liberate my sister. I know the devil has tried so much to put her in the situation that she's in. And as a minister of the gospel, I'm coming directly against the devil. And I say, David, let her loose. I adjure her to leave her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever thoughts that may be there, purify them, dear God. And the devil must know that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we defeated him 2,000 years ago. And I say, let my sister be lifted up out of this situation. And let the devil be a defeated man this morning. And I say, David, from today, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Set my sister free in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, my sister is not here for herself. Somewhere the mother is not feeling well. The doctors might have tried the best that they could do, but my sister is standing here and standing in the gap. It is not an easy to have an ailing mother that you couldn't do much for. But Heavenly Father, I believe it was the daughter's love that brought the sister here. And as a result, dear God, I believe you're obligated to step into the picture. And Heavenly Father, heal the mother wherever she is. We send this prayer away. And I say, whatever demon that may be tormenting our dear mother wherever she is at this point in time, I rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, David, you've got no right to be in that body. That body was made to be the temple of the living God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that spirit to leave the mother at this point in time as I commit my sister to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, here's our dear sister standing here. She's got her needs, and not only her needs alone, but as well as the needs of her family. I'm laying my hand and I say, The devil is such a cruel man in the end time. But I'm glad that, oh God, there is the weight that can come against the cruelty of the devil. And as I'm laying my hands upon my sister, I say, let her heart's desires be fulfilled. Grant her heart's desire when she goes back home, whatever situation that may be there. You are the God that specializes in changing situations. And I say, oh God, let my sister's situation change for the better. Let her have a testimony regarding the situation that she mentioned. And oh God, above everything, renew that relationship with her as I'm laying my hands upon her. And I say, David, you've got no right in the life of our sister as I commit her to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, I'm reminded of Sister Bruce when she came into that private interview with the prophet, with all the struggles that she was going through. Here's my sister. I'm standing here taking an example from the great prophet. I'm laying my hands upon my sister. I say, in her weaknesses, oh God, reveal your strength, oh God. Even though, as we mentioned, there are demons that would want to make the believers to give up, let that demon not have power over our sister. Strengthen her and renew her testimony. Renew her confession. Change her perspective, oh God. Because I know you are more than willing to take this battle on her behalf and fight this battle. And every battle that has ever been fought by you, you have always came out as the victorious one. I'm laying my hands upon my sister as I strengthen her, oh God. Oh God, in whatever needs that she may have, I know, oh God, you are able to provide to our needs, oh God. And this sister this morning is not an exception as I'm laying my hands upon her. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I've got a right to speak to the devil and remind him that he's got no role to play in the sister's life. This life was dedicated to God, and let God reign in this life as I commit our sister in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, you know my heart, well, my brother's heart's desire. It would have never been there unless it was put by the Almighty God in his heart. I'm laying my hands upon my brother. And I say, God, make my brother to be victorious. Let the same angel that came in every meeting of Brother Branham go with my brother. Wherever he is, whatever battles that he is fighting, from this day, take over those battles. And make our brother's life to fall into place, oh God. I'm committing him and his family to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, this demon has been moving from generation to generation. But this morning there is a cycle breaker. There is Jesus Christ who came and died and rose again and told us that he has made us to be more than conquerors. This condition that my sister has just mentioned to me, it is known by you, Heavenly Father. It is a demon that might have hidden from the doctors, but in the presence of the Almighty God, it is coming to the surface. And as a minister of the gospel, I'm rebuking this demon. I say, this demon has got no right to make this body to be a dwelling place. This body was made to be the temple of the living God. I say, devil, from this day, this body, it is a no-go zone for you. As I come against you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, make our sister whole. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, there's a demon that is tormenting this body. Your people are sick, oh God, but there is a remedy this morning, because there was the blood that was shed on Calvary, and there is a ministry that you sent in the end time that has come to liberate people from their conditions. I say the situation and the condition that my sister has told me, you have known about it even before it was brought before the altar. As a minister of the gospel this morning, I rebuke this demon. I say, demon, you've got no right to reside in this body this day. And from going forward, my sister is free. I declare liberty upon her, upon her body, upon her spirit, and upon her soul. And I say, from this hour, let the demon depart from this body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, she's here not only for herself, but for her family as well. I think she brought her case to the right place, because there is a God who specializes on cases that are deemed to be impossible. I'm laying my hands upon the sister. I say, David, I adjure you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to leave this body. And not only this body, but through this prayer, let the condition in the family change for better. Let God go and take residence in the family. Let things fall into place. And through this prayer, I am making a decree to the David. I say, you've gone on the rampage for far too long, but this day, through the prayer, we stop you in your tracks. As I commit my sister to you, make her free and make her whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, this demon has destroyed so many families and so many lives. It has no right in this body. She has tried everything that she could try, but this morning she decided to bring her case to the Almighty God. I'm laying my hands upon my sister, and I say, devil, whatever you have been attempting to do through this life, I abort your plans in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. She has mentioned her family, her brother. Wherever the brother is, let the Holy Ghost go his way. Convict him wherever he is, and show him there is a better life than the life that he is living. As I lay hands upon my sister, through her, liberate the whole family. And I know you are more than able to do that. You say prayer is the most dangerous thing against the devil. I'm sending prayer her way. As I lay my hands upon my sister, make her whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, I've mentioned what the devil is trying to do with families in the end time. Yes, our old mother. I'm laying my hands upon her, and I say, devil, you've got no right. Whatever you are planning against the family, there is a greater plan by God against your plan. Your plan shall never succeed. And as a minister of the gospel, I'm standing in between my sister and the devil through this prayer. And I say, liberate our sister. Whatever they may be going through, you are an answer this morning. As I lay my hands upon our sister, Lord, let her have a testimony that we're not worshiping a historical God, but we are worshiping the God that is alive. And through her, let her family see that this God can do the miraculous. That is my prayer as I commit our mama to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, there's a lot that has gone on for far too long. Things are not in their place. And that is why this young lady has come to the altar and say, oh God, intervene. I'm praying for a divine intervention in the situation of this young woman and her family. Through this prayer, oh God, I'm sending this prayer to the family. Whatever demons that may have troubled the family for far too long, this day those demons have got to know. The case has been presented under the anointing of the ministry of the hour. Let the pillar of fire go over there and sort out whatever problems that may be there. And I say, strengthen our sister. Make her life better. Let it be a life of testimony. I'm laying my hands upon her and I say, God set her free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, my brother saw the light. He wants the entire family to see the light. You said if we have faith for ourselves, that faith is enough to save our households. I'm laying my hands upon my brother. And I say, bring the entire family into the fold. Whatever spirits that may be hindering them, I rebuke those spirits in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say, David, you've got no right to delay them any further. Let them accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. Let this message reign in their families as I commit my brother to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, I'm laying my hands upon this child. And I'm laying my hands upon my sister. And I'm sending a prayer to her family. God, you are more than able to hear our heart's desires. This prayer will avail as much in this situation. They might have tried a lot of things, but now, God has to step in. And I know as their minister, I have preached this message for many years. I have never been disappointed at any point in time. I have seen you changing situations. I have seen you healing diseases. I have seen you setting the people free. And this morning I've got confidence to lay my hands upon my sister and say, today she is free. She is healed, oh God. You told us that if we believe, all things are possible. We sang a song that the angel used to love. And I believe the same angel is here to minister to our needs, oh God. Whatever problems that are there, reconcile the family, make it to be peaceful, oh God. And liberate the mother and the child as I commit them to you. In the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, my brother has come here because he's got needs. Grant him his needs, oh God. He has mentioned those needs to me, but I believe they are already known by you. As the minister, I'm standing on behalf of my brother and pleading his case before you. I say, don't disappoint him. What he has requested, grant it, Heavenly Father. Let him go back home with a testimony and say, I brought my case before the God of Israel, and he has shown that he is not dead, but he is alive. And I say, grant him his desire. Let it be a testimony through this brother that he can testify to the family, to his peers, that my God is alive. As I commit him to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, here's my sister. We have mentioned what the demons do and say to people, messages that are brought by these demons. But this morning, I'm laying my hands upon my sister, and I say, strengthen my sister, O God. Restore everything that the devil has stolen from her life, because that is a squatter, and he's got no legal right to be in our lives. I'm laying my hands upon my sister, and I say, from day to day, henceforth, let it be affirmed in her life that God is alive. Restore everything that she has requested to be restored. You said you're the God that restores all things. I believe you, God, and I know you will do exactly the same thing. As my brother and sister goes away, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grant her heart's desire. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, there can never be a desire unless it was put there by you. My brother has got a desire and has not been ashamed to come and stand here so that we can lay hands upon him. And if he has not been ashamed, don't be ashamed of him. Prove that you are a living God. He has requested two things that are known by the three of us. And God, I know you will do something about that situation. As I'm laying my hands upon my brother, touch him, O God. Lift him up out of this situation. And let it be a testimony not only for himself, but for the entire family, as you bring them in subjection to the word of God. As I commit him to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, one thing that I've come to realize about the devil, he respects no boundaries. But this morning, I am putting a boundary that he is obligated to respect. And I'm laying my hands upon my brother. He's got a desire in his heart. Grant it, Heavenly Father. As he goes from this altar, let him have a testimony. Let things change. Let him come and testify that I was never the same. And on behalf of my brother, I can address you, the David. This is the Son of God. He's got a desire to serve thee, and now you've got no right in any way in the family. I'm committing the whole family to you. And I say, David, I have saved you the notice to vacate the family, and let God take the preeminency as I commit my brother to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, here's my brother standing here at the altar this morning. You know the struggles, you know the battles that are being fought. Some of the battles, we've got no way to approach them except to approach you, Father. And this morning, the brother has mentioned his heart's desire. I know you can make it possible this morning. I know you are more than able, because you are a specialist. I know you want us to glorify you because of your deeds. And this morning there are deeds that you can perform in my brother's life that he can turn around and raise his hands and say, we are worshiping the most living God. And he has done this and that for me. I'm committing his needs, his requests to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, here's my sister. She has approached you as her maker. Whatever thing that she wants to make it right with you, I'm standing here as the minister of the gospel and say, let your grace be abundant in her life. I'm praying for her, dear God, to come to that full repentance, oh God, as she requires so, oh God. And I say, as she'll be leaving from this place, help her to continue to fight and be victorious in the situation that she mentioned, as I commit her to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, this is a noble request from a young man, especially in this dark age. And I don't believe such a young man can have such a request until there is a thirst that was put by you in his heart. I'm laying my hands upon my brother, and I say the good that he would desire to do, help him to do it, Heavenly Father. And continue to keep him on this right path. And let there be no derailers, the demons that may want to distract him should never have an opportunity in any way. As I lay my hands upon my brother and I say, David, stay away from our brother. And God, stay closer as we commit him to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, I'm laying my hands upon my brother. He's got a request that is known by you, O God. I know it may seem somewhat impossible, but it is possible because all things are possible to them that believe. And the situation that he has mentioned, it may not be only for him, but for whoever he is here on their behalf, I send the prayer their way as I'm laying my hands upon my brother, strengthening him through this trial. And Lord, glorify yourself through this trial. I know there can never be a test in a believer's life unless there is a testimony on the horizon. And I'm praying for my brother as I commit him to you and grant him his heart's desire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, I'm laying hands upon my sister. She's got a request, and that request, it has been there for quite some time. It is a burning desire in her heart to see things the way she would want to see them, and I believe it is in line with your word. And this morning, on her behalf, I'm pleading her case to you as her maker. And I say, oh God, she wants certain things to be done. And I believe they can be done. And they can only be done by you, Almighty God. And I say, strengthen my sister. Make her to have faith that can operate on the situation that she mentioned. I know the situation will change. I've seen such situations change many a times. And this morning, this is not an exception in any way. As I lay my hands upon my sister and I desire, let it be materialized, O God. And I'm reminded how Brother Branham spoke about a woman called Rebecca in the Bible, that she had the same desire and one day it materialized. And I say, as the sister goes away, make her to continue strengthening her faith, O God, that she must know that there's not only a possibility, but it has already been done. It is granted. She must just accept it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as I lay my hands upon them, amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, the daughter that is at home that can't see, that just recently lost her eyesight. I remember there was a time where a woman came, a child that was blind. You even made the child to choose the color of her eyes. This morning, wherever that child is, I'm sending this prayer. I say, restore the eyesight of that young girl. And through that eyesight, when it is restored, let it only not to be see things in the natural, but help her to see the supernatural God that can save her eternally. And Lord, even for the job interview that has been requested, I'm laying my hands upon the sister, and I say, grant her heart's desire as I commit her to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, here is a mother on behalf of her loved ones, O God. Whatever that demon that she has mentioned to me that is tormenting her loved one, I rebuke that demon wherever it is to leave that body and set that young man free. It is possible I've seen you happening many times, where prayer would be sent the way of a sick person, and instantly, wherever they were, something happened. And I believe it can be done this morning. As I lay my hands upon my sister, grant her heart's desire in the name of Jesus Christ. Gracious Heavenly Father, there may be some bureaucracies in relation to my brother's request, but there is a higher government that can intervene. And at this point in time, I'm taking the matter, presenting it to the greatest God who can do things in a very just manner and intervene on behalf of our brother. And Lord, for the salvation of his entire family, I think it is a noble thing. The same faith that saved our brother, it is strong enough to save his household. As I lay hands upon my brother, grant him his heart's desire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, yes, Sister Malaza, she's got a request. And Lord, it's not for herself, but for somebody that is not well somewhere in the hospital. I'm sending the great physician to touch that man that is sick. And whatever is wrong, oh God, deliver that young man, let him be whole. As I'm committing the whole situation to you, I know you are more than able to do so. You said we should ask, you shall do. And here I am asking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I believe you will do so. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, my brother has got a request, oh God. I know already you've worked on the situation. I deem it to you already being won. And I'm standing here laying my hands upon my brother to affirm victory. Because, Lord, you have not called us to be victims, but you have called us to be victors. And I don't see any reason why my brother cannot be victorious in this situation. Make him a victor and make him to be a person that he can have the boldness to testify about his maker as you liberate him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, this young man is not here on his behalf, but he's here on behalf of somebody that he loves dearly. You've got to respect the sincerity of this young man. And as a minister of the gospel, whatever desire that he has got, help it and grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we want our children to know that we worship a living God. And this is an opportunity for you to present yourself as the present tense God before this young man. Let him know at this age that the God that I serve is able to make things to happen. He has got a need and know you will grant it, Heavenly Father. Through him, O God, let there be a testimony. Let him be rising up as a young man that will know that the God that we worship, he keeps his word at all times. He is not being ashamed to come and stand here and declare his need. Don't be ashamed to make a public testimony by proving that you are alive in the life of this young man, as I commit him to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let him receive his heart's desire, dear God, as I commit him to you. Amen. God bless you. Just sing a worshiping song.
Udira mi solo Jesu.
most gracious Heavenly Father, we are very much thankful this day. Lord, we have spent time here showing how the kingdom of darkness operates, and we have realized it's such a loveless economy. The devil is such cruel men, cruel with his demons. But this morning, I'm glad you made us more than conquerors. And Lord, this morning we have prayed, oh God, for people that have got various needs. Grant them those needs, dear God. Let there be a testimony that this God is alive. The scripture says you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have never failed even one time. The devil is a liar. And there is one under this ministry. We have come to know how to rebuke the devil and to cast out the demons. And for those that you would want to continue to minister to them about their situations, continue to do so, dear God. As I commit the entire laity to you, and Lord, as we'll be leaving from this place, grant us the traveling mercy until such time we meet again. But continue to reign in our families. Our houses should never be havens for demons. Our place, it should be a refuge for our children. Should be a holy place where angels visit. Should be where we get testimonies, is where we need to be spiritually recharged. And I claim every family that is here under the token, dear God. And I say, liberate them. Fight their battles, heal their diseases, resolve their problems, and be God in their lives. As I commit everything to you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You can give us any song till we meet on Wednesday. God bless you.
In the blood of Christ, my Lord, in the blood of Christ, my Lord, in the blood of Christ, my Lord, there is a victory. In the blood of Christ.